Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your host, Stewie. How's everyone's day going? It is a beautiful day today on this day. We are high in the 50s today. High five, spring is almost here in about 13 more days. So I'm really excited about that. So last week we had a final blowout with all the snow and ice and rain. I'm sure we will definitely be getting more rain, but I'd rather rain than ice and snow. So that's all coming soon. And I hope you all change your clocks today. Majority of the world has cell phones, so that's an automatic change for everyone. So you probably didn't even miss the chance to do it. For all the old school folks out there that still haven't done it yet, make sure that you do it. We're already majority through today, so I'm hoping you already changed your clocks. And if you haven't done so, that's all right. Get ahead, get the chance to do it. It is now like, you know, looking at the wrong clock. Family member got to change the time. It's actually 6:31, to be more precise. So, as we all know, Chris Brown has been in the news all week about this whole baby rumor situation. And Chris Brown has actually responded at some point in time. He really did on his Instagram. He went ahead and stated, he said, if y'all haven't seen it by now, he actually said on his Instagram, "How about y'all kiss my ass? I'm going to post what the F I want, say what I want when I want, and I don't owe you nosy mother effers a damn thing. This fruit." Okay, so that's his response on the whole, whether you guys believe it or not, whether you guys believe the story or not, that he has this whole baby rumor situation. Because, you know, for the past couple of interviews, Chris Brown has been stating the fact that he doesn't want to keep giving people, he doesn't want to keep giving fame to people that don't need fame. So this might be all a situation where he is going through something where a female might be trying to say he has a child and a female might not be. Now, if you guys actually look up past interviews that have Chris Brown and Tyga in them, a week actually prior to all this news breaking out about this whole child situation, on his recent interview on a radio station, I think it's 92.3 or something like that, just look up on YouTube, type in Chris Brown, and his recent, if you scroll down the list, you'll see his recent interviews about a week ago with him and Tyga. Now, Chris Brown did fluently, it wasn't like he was prompted, it wasn't like this whole interview was prepped. He did state that he does not have any kids. So for the fact that this child is being brought about in the news, is it's a 50-50 chance they might be actually correct in that and it might be actually wrong. So until Chris Brown fully confirms everything, I am not definitely believing anything that is being said at this point in time. So, and that's for majority of the celebrities out there. Like I said, you guys on Wednesday, don't believe everything you read in the media for the fact that everyone doesn't stay true to the stories, and that these interviews that are being based upon everybody, actually, you know, that are affiliated with Chris Brown in some way, shape, or form, are trying to ask them what their take on this whole baby situation. And it's sad to say, this whole baby situation, it really is being brought to a lot of his collaborative friends, like 50 Cent, Nicki Minaj, etc. So, they've all made their comments, but their comments are not even just directly towards the whole situation. So, as far as that, we are still just dealing with, you know, same old, the politics and the good speeches made by Barack Obama. And just recently in the Philadelphia, there was a cop shot to death. And we are all in support of the fact that this man really, really tried his best to say to gear the tensions of the shooting away from the pedestrians and civil people. So it was very sad to hear such an incident happen. So rest in peace to Robert Wilson. That was his name. He was a father of two boys. A 9-year-old and a 1-year-old. So he was shot to death at a GameStop. Two gentlemen were trying to rob the GameStop. And of all days, it was on the most snowiest day. It was actually our winter storm. So I'm not really understanding why the two gentlemen were trying to rob a GameStop of all days to do it on, and you know, it's tax return time. Like I see it, it's tax return time. There should be actually no reason why any robbery should be going on. Now I can understand if your taxes are being taken because of whatever situation that you've incurred. But all due reasons, it's tax return time. You should be having at least a job halfway part of the year and be able to file your taxes. And or be in college and get credit and be able to file your taxes. And it's all sad if you have to rob a store during tax season. I mean, even after tax season, you shouldn't be doing that at all. So, moving forward, I'm just sitting home for the weekend, actually, trying my best to go ahead and watch as many movies as I can and, you know, just really relax before the work week, because that's how it always happens. You get a real busy work week and you didn't even get a chance to have a break in your 2 days that you were supposed to have off. So while I still have the chance to have a vacation of a sort, I'm definitely home and relaxing. I'm out of my class, as I said to you all. My last week was last week, so my last week of the term was last week. So out of that class, and if I'm not mistaken, I did pass it. So I will be telling you all exactly what's going on as far as the next class that I'll be taking, and I'll educate you guys on it. Let you guys know exactly. What it is that I'll be taking and being educated on. So for all of you that don't know but know now, I'm going for my communications degree, my BA, and anything that I learn new, I definitely like sharing it with you all. So other than that, more tips. I'll give you guys some tips today. Definitely, you know, a lot of people are saying, oh, you got to stay true to yourself, and as long as you stay true to yourself, who cares about your image kind of thing. At the end of the day, it is all about how you feel about yourself will determine your image. Like I'm not trying to say that you guys should change your image at all. That's not what image consultants are here to do. We're not here to tell you change your image and be a whole different person. That's definitely not what I promote. If there's other image consultants out there that promote that, then that's them. But I try not to promote that. You know, I definitely am the type of person. I let a lot of people stay who they are. For the most part, it's just that when you're out and about in the public eye, in which everyone feels though they're entitled to their opinion, you know, it's just a time and a place for everything. You got to be civil, classy, educated, sophisticated as a woman, you know, charming as a man, you know, educated. All that has to pay in. You know, I'm hearing some things where they say, you know, don't tell everyone what you know, move in silence. Okay, if you want to move in silence, it's fine. Sometimes it's more so that means, you know, you don't want to tell everybody your dreams because not everyone's going to, I wouldn't say follow them, but not everyone is going to understand them, and not everyone is going to be that positive ear for your change of what you want to do for yourself. And so if you guys are adherent to something like that, because society really goes based upon social media. I mean, social media really takes a lot of things and they really run with it very, very much so, and it's terrible how things go about. So if you want to go ahead and adhere to that, you know, if you want to move in silence, I say move in silence as far as not really telling everyone what your goals and plans are. But I really do feel as though if you're educated in something, or even if you're not fully educated in it, but you know something good enough to be able to spin how you talk. When I mean spin how you talk, I mean you talk so educated so well of the topic that you're not fully educated on, that you just go, that you succeed in them understanding that you're somewhat or fully educated in it. So if I explain that correctly, then you understand what I'm trying to say. So I think it's very much so key for you guys to educate people on what it is that you know, so that way they know what it is that the services that you offer to them, or what they can actually use you for. Not using it in a bad way, but using you for things that they could definitely, so that way they don't have to go to someone else, is what I'm trying to say. So it's all good. on whatever your values, traditions, and motives are, and your morals. So if you go along with everything that you feel as though works best for you, then I say work best for you. Definitely don't work against yourself, because at this point in time, if you're trying to move ahead of the game, try not to work against yourself. You have to work with yourself and what you're being dealt with. And definitely be content with where you are. I'm the type of person definitely trying, I'm not trying to be a perfectionist, but at the same time, it's always a purpose that you're trying to figure out, and there's always something that you're trying to, that you're not always trying to feel unsatisfied with, but you kind of sort of are feeling unsatisfied with it if you're not where you're supposed to be. And that's what all of this is about when you're pursuing your being an entrepreneur. It's failure is going to happen. And you just have to be content with each and everything that happens. You know, just adapt, figure out how to move forward with it, and keep it moving. So it's a shame, you know, sometimes that we have to go through these setbacks. And I've been talking about setbacks for a while. And setbacks, not for a while, but the past few shows. So setbacks can definitely happen. But when they do happen, you just, so don't feel that you need to be pressured on yourself, because that's where the unnecessary stress comes into play, and you start to really overthink a lot of things. You know, and I say that for myself because I do that sometimes, or majority, I should say. But I'm very much so not a perfectionist. I try not to be a perfectionist because I know I'm going to have some failure things happen to me, and I know that I am not a perfectionist. So I try not to be, and I know that I'm not. You know, whatever I find that I'm good at, I try my best to do it on, and that's it. You know, and a lot of people look at that as a bad thing, some look at it as a good thing. So I'm not really too concerned, because I know what works best for me. So, anyways, moving on. We are coming into a great week. We're going to be in the 50s, if I'm not mistaken, all week long. So I'm really pretty much so excited about that. I definitely went ahead and got my car washed today. Now, I fully didn't have the car detailed and moved about like I wanted to, you know, as far as like getting it fully cleaned and detailed inside out. So what I'm going to do in about another week or two is go ahead and get my car re-cleaned again, but it's probably going to be inside and out. So that was done today. And there was a long line, too, at the car wash. So I'm pretty sure a lot of you all, if you were doing the same thing I was doing, did the same thing. If you didn't, then by all means, you're probably not in a position to be able to do so just yet. But that's all right, in due time for you. So anyways, let me see. Oh, right on the mark. So we are coming down to the last couple of minutes of the show. And as always, for business inquiries, you can always email me at the business email address for your image, LLC@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram at Stewie Chewy, that's StewyChewy. And also you can also contact me on PrestoExperts.com, Conversations with Stewie. You could contact me on that for any image consults, because we are definitely approaching spring. So if you need help with wardrobe, if you need help with a connection to a fitness trainer, if you need help with a connection of a music PR, you know, any connection that you need, just let me know. That's what I'm here for. I was actually originally creating my business towards up and coming music artists anyway, but this is for everyone. You have to branch yourself out after a while, so this is for everyone. That's the image part of that. Okay, so once again, we're counting down. I'll be back again midway through the week. I don't want to say what day, just in case I end up losing track of time. That's been happening lately. But you all definitely have a great week. Try to anyway. Be safe out there. Do good things. Be nice to folks, and you guys have a great night.